And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And I have a few folks in the studio here this morning to talk about Kikuchihin's Junior Bio Blitz, which is coming up on Wednesday. Kitty LeBounty is with UAS. Jessica Gill is with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. And Aaron Prussian is with the U.S. Forest Service. Welcome, everyone, to Morning Edition.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so we're talking BioBlitz, and you are going to be taking the entire fourth grade class out to Stargavin to do what, Kitty?
To basically get a good appreciation of the richness, really, of species that live in our area, both on the terrestrial and those forest ecosystems, muskeg ecosystems, and out in the water. So we're going to try and give them a good picture of what's out there.
So when we hear the word BioBlitz, we hear, you know, this essentially really thorough survey of all the flora and fauna that's out there. How thorough do you think you're going to be able to get in a day, Jessica?
Well, I think we're going to be able to do pretty good. We've got a bunch of experts from a lot of different areas. Like, we've got people from that are able to do a lot of different species identification, and I think we're going to be able to do pretty good. Last year we did my station, we did the beach seine, and we got probably like 10 different fish species, which was pretty surprising. So, and I think the other stations did really well last year too. So we're gonna do that again.
So you have 16 stations. So the students will, you know, move through 16 stations. There are 16 leads, and lots of experts are going to be there with these fourth graders. Now, for the most part, scientists know what's out there, right? But Aaron, what are you really hoping that the kids are going to take away from this?
Well, I think we hope that the that the students really find as many different animals and that they can just appreciate sort of the wide diversity of plants and animals that are out there. And since we'll be out at Stargavin, we sort of cover a lot of different areas, right? So everything from the marine environment to this freshwater stream environment to the forest and muskeg environment. So they have the opportunity to find a lot of different things in a very short period of time.
So Aaron, you're going to be out there. What are you going to be doing?
Well, I'm a stream ecologist sort of by training, and so I'll be working in the streams with the kids, but folks from the Forest Service will also help with plants and wildlife, the small mammals. We'll have a forest research entomologist coming over from Juneau who will work on terrestrial insects. Probably a few others that I think,
yeah. So also
remember.
Fish. We actually, the Forest Service is providing with us with a huge number of content experts, which is super helpful. So we'll have Forest Service people scattered around many of those 16 stations. So I'm really appreciative of that. We're also going to have Chola Mull from Mount Edgecombe High School with her marine biology class there to help. A great presence from STA and from the university. So, and actually non-affiliated people as well. So it's very impressive to me how many people in the community and how many agencies have come out to support this particular endeavor.
To support kids.
Yeah, it's definitely for kids. And, you know, we're not going to find all 600 species of plants and 700 species of mosses and things like that out there. But the point is to really give them, like, a nice idea of, like, if you look in one tiny little place, whether it's in the water or on the ground, even if that place is, like, only a meter square, you're going to see so many things if you start looking. And so I hope they also catch some of that enthusiasm.
Kitty, what are you going to be heading up?
I know this is a big surprise. I'm going to be looking at plants. and I'm just one of the people looking at plants. So Mary Stensfold from the Forest Service will also be leading a plant group. I've got my friend Matt Goff leading a plant group. And I know I'm forgetting someone else. So apologies to the person I'm forgetting. It's all laid out on this amazing spreadsheet. So
There's a lot of people.
There's a lot of people.
Jessica, what will you be heading up?
So I'll be doing a beach seine station, and then another STA employee, Esther Kennedy, she's going to be doing plankton. So she's going to be looking at all the tiny critters that we can't see with our eyes. So it'll be fun.
Okay. And so with a beach seine, can you explain what that means? What's that going to look like?
So I'll be in waders, and hopefully no kids will get stuck in the mud this year. And we'll go out to the beach, and I'll like pull this net around, and the net kind of drags on the bottom a little bit and catches all the fish and all the little inverts, like the crabs and hermit crabs and clams and all this stuff, and a bunch of seaweed. And we'll just kind of look at what we have, and the kids will hopefully be excited, just as excited as I am about it.
And Aaron, when you're in the stream, what kind of equipment are you going to have? What are the kids going to be doing?
Well, we try to find as many different kinds of stream insects as possible. And so we'll have different nets and sort of collection devices that kids can use. Sometimes they stand in front of a net and try to kick the rocks around and let the stream wash insects into the net. Sometimes they can wash them in with their hands. Sometimes they can actually just scoop them out with nets. And so we have several different ways they can collect insects. And then we'll put them into small observation sort of containers where they can try to find out what they are, and we'll have some identification keys and pictures and things like that they can really try to determine what they're looking at.
And Katie, what does it look like when you have fourth graders examining plants?
It looks like they have their eyes and their noses. I know that sounds strange to people. Their hands, in many cases, and a hand lens. So you don't need a lot of equipment to look at plants at this level. It's really nice to have a hand lens to look at some details. But I hope they kind of also get a sense of how you can use your other senses to figure out what things are. And I wanted to give a little shout out to the bird group, because there'll also be bird people there. Ryan Carpenter from the Park Service will be leading one of the stations, and Jen Cedarleaf, who's with the Raptor Center, and the university, actually. But they'll hopefully have binoculars to work with the kids, but they're also going to be using eyes and ears, especially looking for the birdy critters.
Well, so a multi-sensorial experience, and also and they're going to be sketching and journaling, so It's expressing what they find in really different ways.
Yeah, that'll be pretty exciting. We had artists come down and teach, help the fourth graders learn how to draw nature. And so one of the tasks that they'll be doing when they're at each station is draw a creature that they found, whether it be a plant, a fish, an insect, anything, and they'll be able to draw it and given the skills from Kathy Hawker.
So there's really crossover science art and literacy and writing. It's all in there. And there's something going on with the Forest Service National Geographic Society. Aaron, what's that all about?
Yeah, a couple of months ago, I had heard that there might be a partnership between the National Geographic Society and the Forest Service. It had been going with the Park Service, U.S. Park Service, National Park Service, for about 10 years, and the Forest Service kind of got involved with it maybe last year and put out a call for proposals to fund some of these things. And so these, which was unknown to me, bioblitzes sort of occur across the country, including in a couple of weeks here, I believe. There's one on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. And then National Forest Services offices all across the country will be sort of putting these things on. So I didn't know this last year, but this is a fairly large event across the country. So anyway, we were able to put in a proposal for a little bit of funding and bring a little bit of money to the project and buy some equipment, things that we wished we'd had last year. So yeah, it was pretty neat.
Well, and Kitty, what is the history of BioBlitz in this neck of the woods?
So in 2010, a group of agencies in Juneau, actually Fish and Wildlife Service, Fish and Game, Forest Service, UAS, and probably others that I don't know about, got together and put together a community BioBlitz. So this was for more of the traditional, very serious, let's get all the taxa out identified. And their first one was up at Eagle Crest. But concurrently, they did a program for fourth graders. So they kind of had this kind of dual thing going. So they did one there, and then the next year they did one centered around the Auk Bay campus at UAS in Juneau. And then they wanted to, like, put the show on the road. And so they passed, they said, okay, does someone in Juneau, where are we? In Sitka, want to organize this? And, of course, being brave and stupid, I said, I'll do that. So we had a community-wide BioBlitz here in Sitka in 2012, which also had a very strong Forest Service partnership going with that. Perry Edwards and I spent a lot of time in a meeting room drawing things out and figuring things out. So 2012 was our last one, and then the community-wide BioBlitz effort seems to have kind of like shrunk a little bit, although I think we're ready for another one here. And it's really gone more to the fourth grade. And that piece has continued on in Southeast, particularly in Juneau and Sitka.
Well, what's really impressive to me is you have this phalanx of adult experts in town, this wide and diverse group of people who are going to be helping to nurture, hopefully, the next generation of science experts in Sitka. So it seems well worthwhile.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's pretty exciting that we get to like pass on our knowledge to people that hopefully will stay here and be us in the future.
Right. Both knowledge and enthusiasm. I want some passion passed down, too, because there's a lot of passion in all these different experts. Once you get them start going about their specific subject, there's like, you can tell the energy and joy that comes out of looking at things in nature. And they're, yeah. So I'm hoping the kids catch that.
Okay. So if there are any folks who just happen to be around Star Gavin on Wednesday, is it okay for them to be there?
They may run frightened away. There'll be all the kids out there. There's already a lot of chaperones and all that set up. There's no reason for anyone to leave Star Gavin, but we're not looking for more help at this point in time, but they can certainly be in the area, and who knows, maybe they can help out. I did want to thank also the Sitka Permanent Charitable Trust for some funding and the Sitka Elks Lodge as well.
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Kitty LeBounty from UAS, Aaron Prussian from the U.S. Forest Service, and Jessica Gill from STA. Kiku Shaheen Jr. BioBlitz is happening over at Star Gavin on Wednesday.